"Would you mind a little company as you go your rounds?" Pimley asked.
"Why not?" the weasel replied. He smiled, revealing a mouthful of needle-sharp teeth, and sighing in his odd and wavering voice, "Dream with me. I'm on my way to the moon of my fathers."
"Give me 1 minute," Pimley said, and got up.
"Prayers?" Finley asked.
Pimley stopped in the doorway.
"Yes," he said. "Since you ask, any comments, Finley Otego?"
"Just one, perhaps."
The smiling thing with the human body and the sleek brown weasel's head continued to smile.
"If prayer's so exalted, why do you kneel in the same room where you sit to shit?"
"Because the Bible suggests that when one is in company, one should do it in one's closet. Further comments?"
"Nay, nay," Finley waved a negligent hand. "Do thy best and thy worst, as the Manny say."
3. In the bathroom, Paul Orowe closed the lid on the toilet, knelt on the tiles, and folded his hands. "If prayer's so exalted, why do you kneel in the same room where you sit to shit? Maybe I should have said because it keeps me humble," he thought, "because it keeps me right-sized. It's dirt from which we arose, and it's dirt to which we return, and if there's a room where it's hard to forget that, it's this one." "God," he said, "grant me strength when I am weak, answers when I am confused, courage when I am afraid. Help me to hurt no one who doesn't deserve it, and even then, not unless they leave me no other choice. Lord." And while he's on his knees before the closed toilet seat, this man, who will shortly be asking his God to forgive him for working to end creation, and with absolutely no sense of irony, we might as well look at him a bit more closely.